1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRE NMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Deborah Sweet, is in the house. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. I'm so blessed to be here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Oh, turn that one off, guys. That's not the one we're celebrating today. Yes, today is 420, but that's not our celebration of the day. You know better than that. Unbelievable. Sometimes you just cannot let the people, the team have access. Let's take a look and see.
I was wondering if you're going to bring that up, you know.
Every once in a while, you know. Today is National Lookalike Day.
Ooh. It is what it is.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody wants to claim that they look like me, so we just won't go down that road. Lima Bean Respect Day. Okay, well, you know, so I don't know if we're going to respect lima beans. Cheddar Fries Day. I like that one. National Pineapple Upside Down Cake. Anything with the word cake in it sounds like it is acceptable in the world of Ron Siegel Radio. Let's take a look at the markets. I don't know if we want to do that today, but let's see what they're doing. I've been watching them all morning, and I've been seeing that they've been down significantly all day. They've recovered a little bit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 209 points. Oh! S&P 500 down 1261. NASDAQ is up 1974, but here's the one that is going to hurt a lot of people. Oil down $8.23, down 45.05. Ow! That is painful if you are in the oil industry. $10.01 per barrel. That's a scary number right there. That's not the number that we want to see when we're looking at oil prices. That is a little bit of a scary number. We can't make money at that. So what does that mean? Well, have you thought anything about this pandemic? Obviously, you thought about the pandemic that's going on right now. How couldn't you be thinking about the pandemic that's going on right now? But here's the issue. At $8, that means our oil drillers can't make money in a capitalist society. If you don't make money, you don't do it. So we become dependent on others. And we've got a lot of issues that we've got to talk about. The U.S. 10-year Treasury right now down 1 basis point. That's not a huge amount. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that in the mortgage minute, because we are, and I am never one to be on the doomsayers list,
but we've got a situation. And it goes back to the days of, yes, I know, Elizabeth Warren still haunting us.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
The Dodd-Frank Act. So we have got Mark Calabria. Ever hear the name Mark Calabria? Very few people know the name Mark Calabria. He's in charge of the FHFA. FHFA. They're the regulatory institution that oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Well, Calabria doesn't realize that there is a problem in our society right now. He's not that smart a guy, apparently. And 5.5% of the mortgages in the United States right now, 5.5% are under a form of forbearance. That is to the tune of about $2.5 billion a month. Now, what happens when you're under forbearance is the servicers have to cover that nut. They have to cover that money being paid to the investors. How many servicers do you know that are able to, you know, just fork out $2.5 billion as an industry and get nothing for it? Why do you think it is that JP Morgan, one of the largest banks in the country, has said, no more HELOCs. We're going to cut back. We're not going to fund any more of those. Why do you think it is that the majority of the banks and financial institutions are saying we're not going to do any lending on jumbo loans? That hurts California specifically. Why do you think it is that many banking institutions right now are saying all we want to do is FHFA loans, VA loans, and USDA loans? Those are run strictly by HUD. Dr. Ben Carson oversees those, laid out a plan for how to deal with that. But Mark Calabria, overseeing the government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he wants to get them out of the federal government. That was his idea when he came into office. Doesn't realize that things have changed a little bit since he came into office. And now we're looking at, it would not be surprising to see 30 to 40% of the mortgages, there's even realtors out there, unscrupulous, as I might say, going out there and saying, buy a house, no payments for 12 months. Now, that can be a federal crime if it gets proven, but there are people out there that are doing it because they're saying you can go into under the CARES Act, you get a 6-month forbearance automatically, a 6-month extension for cause. Right. These are the issues. Now, you don't want to go into that because if you don't have cause right now, you can be causing a problem. But if our entire financial system freezes up because the banks like a JP Morgan, Wells Fargo has their own issues, Bank of America, all these institutions start saying, you know something, we don't want to lend money because we don't know if we're going to get our money back. Right. What do you think that's going to do? Now, 40% of our economy is from housing. Right? Construction, buying, selling, moving, real estate, title, mortgage, and all of the ancillary services that go with that. So we've got a serious problem here. And Mark Calabria, on his own, he only answers to the president and cannot be fired other than with cause. He's been confirmed by appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. He doesn't want to take action. All he has to do is go back and say, you know something, we're going to pay the servicers or we're going to give these servicers a forbearance on those loans that are held by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We're in Calizuela, so I don't know if our state senators have any clue as to what's going on. We certainly know that Nancy Pelosi on ice cream has not much confidence, or can't say we have much confidence in her. But hey, let's go on to something that's a little bit more positive. The Cannabis News Network will not share this today. I am fairly confident. MSNBC Hee Haw will not be talking about this. I am fairly confident there. Not only am I confident of it, I did some research before we went live today. I cannot find this. It's on the Cannabis News Network, CNBC, MSNBC Hee Haw, NBC, ABC, CBS. None of them are reporting that there is very close to a deal on something called by a group called the Problem Solvers Caucus. Have you ever heard of the Problem Solvers Caucus? Most people have not. It is a group, and I saw one report said 48. Another report I saw said there's 50 House of Representatives members. 50, half of them are Democrats. Half of them are Republicans. And they've come together and they agree on something. Now, is that a surprise?
Surprise.
Yeah, getting Democrats and Republicans to agree on anything in this day and age is pretty rare. But when they come up with a proposal, they meet every Monday, they come up with a proposal. And when they do come up with a proposal, the issue is that the membership has to vote on it. It has to be a 75% vote to pass. And if you want to be in the caucus, if you want to remain in the caucus, you have to vote in favor of whatever the group comes out with that 75% majority. Seems pretty amazing, right? Get 48 or 50 Congress people to agree on something, 75% of them. They've got to do some negotiation. But what they've come up with is a checklist, not a framework like the president's task force came out with, but they've actually come out with a checklist of what we need and what is needed to open up the government throughout and the states and get us all back to work. Now, I get in a lot of arguments, most of my family, about the idea that we will have more deaths, unfortunately, in the United States from suicide because of this quarantine than we will from the virus itself. Just the way it is. But at least this Problem Solvers Caucus has come up and they said they've got operational protocols. And they've got four of those: establish and implement public health approved best practice protocols to follow and best extinguish any viral hotspots. They've got rapid and ubiquitous testing. They've got personal protective equipment, real-time health system capacity. These are all major sections of the bill that they've come up with. Frontline healthcare workers, some protocols there. Secondary healthcare system demands and protocols, workplace protocols, best practices, continuous improvement plans, logistical supply chain disruption support plans, travel restrictions, strategic stockpile. Should I continue? Right. There's a lot of information here. The economic recovery checklist they've got. They've got, I'm looking at the program here, long-term economic stimulus plan. They've got it all in here. It's a six-page document if you would like it. I can't figure out how to print it, otherwise I would. But you can look for it only on Fox News. They're the only ones sharing this right now. I have no idea why nobody else will share the information. But it is out there if you want to find it. I'm going to try and have my crack team figure out how to get this out to everybody that wants a copy of it. But there's nowhere else. They're not putting this out, the full checklist, and I just don't understand why. Why isn't the news covering it? Do you think it's because they make more money by selling the negative than they make on helping come to a solution? Just throw that out there for your consideration. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how to own your brand. I know there's a lot of folks that told me they want to hear about this. So we're going to get into that. We were also going to talk about the pain of unemployment. It will be deep, but according to some, not for long. How to get unemployment benefits. We're going to talk about that. Alex, I'll see if I can find it and I'll get you, at least I'll get you a link to it. I'm glad to see you're here though with us. I've got a bunch of folks that are checked in. I'm going to get that to all of that and more. Yeah, you're right, Alex. If it bleeds, it leads. I think I've got that copy in there for you as well. How to get unemployment benefits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 would let you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. Okay. We're very ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star has the programs and the products. You've got the number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And in the mortgage minute today, Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down. It's not a pretty day today when we look at the Dow. We are down 229 points. The NASDAQ, that one is up 1194. You can tell that I'm looking off to another one of the screens here in the studio. The S&P 500, that one is down as well. Nothing is looking too good other than that NASDAQ today. We've still got the divergence in the markets on what's going on when we're talking about the mortgage market, the uniform mortgage-backed securities, and the 10-year Treasury. Generally, when we see the 10-year Treasury yield, that would be the interest rate down, which it is 0.634, we would see the mortgage-backed bonds up. So the yield on that is down, but the bond is down today. So interest is up. Might have a lot to do with oil. We'll see what the Federal Reserve does in just a little bit, what they're going to do later today. They generally come out and do some buying in the market to help stabilize the market. But with as much as is going on right now, very, very difficult for the Fed to keep track or keep a handle on all of it. But we've given you a lot of the information. I did it in that last segment. Existing home sales is not a good number. We're not looking for that to be very strong. Stocks, again, lower down by being dragged down by oil. Initial jobless claims are going to be the focus this week. Roughly 164 million in the labor force, and at a 3.5% rate of unemployment, which was our number before the COVID-19 crisis. There are about 6 million unemployed over the last several weeks. We've added 22 million people to the unemployment ranks, totaling about 28 million. That would give us roughly a 17% unemployment rate as of April 10th.
I think it's going to probably get to around 20% after this week and likely head towards 25%. We did give you a lot of information. We're going to be doing a lot more. Watch our social channels because I'm going to be doing a whole big piece on the forbearance issue. I'm going to do that separate from our radio broadcast. I'm also be talking about where some of the pitfalls are. So keep track of our social channels. I also want to remind you that tomorrow, 3 o'clock, we are going to be doing something that's going to be interesting for everybody because so far I have never ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate. So tomorrow, 3 p.m. right here on these same bat stations, FICO Up Yours is the title of the event, Credit Score Education, Ron Siegel Radio in association with the Society for Financial Awareness. We'll be talking about that. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. But now let's chat about, you know, one of the great things that we have is I've had so many wonderful, wonderful guests on radio, and now we're all learning how to do some of these things together. We usually get into the studio and we can chat and have a good time. And now we're not able to really do things the same way. But you know something? We are able to continually learn. And this is a great time for learning, right? I mean, we've got most of us have a little extra time, even if it's just that time that we normally would have spent in traffic, right? Mm-hmm. But Deborah Sweet is with us. We're chatting, going to chat with her this morning about how to own your brand. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. So I had once we put the show information up last night, I had several people say, well, they wanted to hear about how to own your brand. So I'm going to let you run with it.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to be back. And, you know, I always enjoy tuning in. I'm a fan even when I'm not on air with you. So thanks so much for sharing.
I appreciate that.
There's, man, you laid a lot of really good information on the table. And, you know, it's interesting. So I'm going to pick up on a couple of things. When we talk about branding, I want to be real clear. I sometimes, like you, I'm going to sound a little contrary. When most people think about branding, they think about their logo and their colors, right? That's what we've been trained to consider when it comes to branding our business. And right now, man, there's so many interesting things that
I interrupt you all the time, but mm-hmm. when I talk about doing a lot of education, is that part of my branding?
Actually, it can be, yes.
Okay.
Yes, education, because, well, yes, that actually is a platform in marketing that you can weave in. It's a strategy. That's more of a strategy of part of the bigger picture of the brand. So let me give you real clear and put a definition on the table of what is branding. So branding is the promise. It is the promise of the experience that your clients are going to have from the time they first hear about you, meet you, to the next time that they interact with you, see you, right? So the branding is it's your promise. It's what is the experience that they're going to expect. And so that's really different than, here's my logo, right? The logo is an insignia. And actually the history of branding it really came to fruition a lot in our country. When you think about the cowboys back, you know, the cowboy days when our country was getting established and farmers would have to move cattle or their herd from one place to another. They need to, you know, remember which one belongs to whom. And so the idea of branding on animals with an insignia, the insignia is what was the quick visual representation that this piece of property, this belongs to such and such rancher, right? That branding iron became our logo. So when we're talking about branding, yeah, right. So that's a quick, fast visual. But here's the thing. Why do people choose what they choose to develop their logo? Well, it is that logo is that visual representation of the whole brand experience. But there's something more to your brand. And this is where I talk about owning your brand. When people come to me and like right now, we're in, no pun intended, right? We're in the perfect storm. There are many people that, and Ron, you and I have talked about this before, a lot of people show up, they've been showing up to life and work very disconnected. They're doing certain things, but they're not completely connected to what they're doing. And many people have pined to want a change. Well, we're in what I call a forced changed opportunity. And so why that's relevant is that although, yes, those numbers for unemployment are extremely high, it's also a fantastic opportunity for people to be innovative and creative and step forth and, you know, launch a business. And so when it comes to owning your brand, there's a question that I often like to ask my clients, and that is, can you answer this? What's the position in the marketplace that you own? So a lot of people don't know how to answer that. And if you can't answer that question, what's the position that you own? That's where I like to start with my clients. Because owning a brand is about living it. This is Deborah's stepping up on a platform. One of the things I've been doing a lot of teaching on, especially this last year, is showing people how to live their brand so that when they show up, they're visually and verbally representing their brand online, offline, imprint, in the human factor, and that they're aligning their company with people who have like kind values. Because the values are super important to having vision for where you, the business owner, want to take your company. How do you want to lead your company so that you do own that brand? Is that tracking so far?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I like the idea of living your brand, because that way, you know, you can't be one thing. You can't be, I call it two-faced. I mean, I'm pretty straightforward with people, right? So if you're not living, if you're not walking the walk, you know, if you're out there telling people, you know, so I'm going to do the best, I'm going to give you the best guidance I can. And then you go out and you do something that's self-serving, right? Maybe you're not living that brand. What I hate in the world is salespeople.
The old school soupy salespeople, right?
Right.
Yes. Right. And I agree. Well, because that's disingenuous, right? It's not authentic. And so here's the thing. I've watched and I've worked with businesses for many years. I've supported thousands of businesses, and they will go and invest into a logo here, a website there, some marketing collateral here. You've got a sales presentation-ish there. I use that one. Well, I just said it, right? So, they want to, the goal is I need customers to sell my product or service to make money. That's kind of the end game that all my clients want. But oh my gosh, Ron, one of those areas of authenticity, when we're talking about transparency, it's being aligned and living that brand. How many companies do you see that when you go check them out online or you want to see what's their social imprint, that you go, who owns this company? Where's the face of the company? There are people that try to hide behind the visuals of the brand, and consumers don't want that. They want to understand. They want to connect on the human level. And so this is where there's a huge need, more so now than ever, for business owners to really understand what it means to own your brand and live it. And you and I've talked about this before.
I'm going to talk more about that when we come back. We're going to save that one. Owning your brand and living it. I like that idea. So we'll talk more with Deborah Sweet about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about the pain of unemployment. It will be deep, but not long, and how to get unemployment benefits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $400. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL. LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you've already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest, 79564. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You'll find out there also what the market believes about your property. And it's free. My favorite word, or one of my favorite words, right? It's a no cost. We take care of it all for you from Ron Siegel Radio. The pain of unemployment, it will be deep, but not for long. That is our subject this morning. And I think I've got some slides that I can share with you. I hope that they are appearing on the screen right now. But the whole concept here, and for some reason my computer does not want to like me today. It's maybe my computer believes it's Monday morning and does not realize that, you know, really, when you think about it, Monday morning, does any morning really, are they all basically the same right now? Unfortunately, it's kind of a scary time, but many people are not really getting up too early, but getting ready for work as they normally would. There are two crises in the country right now: a health crisis that has forced everyone into their homes, and a financial crisis caused by our inability to move around as we normally would. Over 20 million people in the U.S. became instantly unemployed when it was determined that the only way to defeat this horrific virus was to shut down businesses across the nation. One second, a person was gainfully employed, switch turned, and then the room went dark on their livelihood. The financial pain so many families are facing right now is deep, and we feel for every one of them. It is a very, very sorrowful time that so many people are feeling this pain. How deep will the pain cut? Major institutions are forecasting unemployment rates last seen during the Great Depression. Here are a few projections I gave you hours earlier. Goldman Sachs, 15%. Merrill Lynch, 10.6%. JP Morgan, 8.5%. I think they must have come out with that on 420, because there is no possible way that they can have any accuracy in their number. Wells Fargo, 7.3%. Yeah, right.
How long will the pain last? As horrific as those numbers are, there is some good news. The pain will be deep, but it won't last as long as it did after previous crises. Taking the direst projection from Goldman Sachs, we can see that 15% unemployment quickly drops to 6.8%. I'm showing that on the chart on our screen right now as we head into next year. Continues to drop and then returns to about 4% in 2023. When we compare that to the length of time it took to get back to work during both the Great Recession 9 years ago and the Great Depression way back when, we can see how the current timetable is much more favorable. Take a look at some of the numbers on that chart. It's good information for you. Devastating to think about how the financial heartache families are going through right now. And it's adding to the uncertainty surrounding their health as well. I shared this with you, and I know a lot of people don't want to believe me, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Somewhere between 5 and 10,000 suicides for every 1% increase in the unemployment rate. 5 to 10,000 suicides for every 1% increase in unemployment. That is staggering numbers, and we can end up with a significantly more people dying from at their own hand than from the virus. So let's make sure we take a look and watch out for our fellow citizens. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get back to our conversation now. Deborah Sweet is in the house. We're learning about branding. Before we went to the break, we started to talk about owning and living your brand. So I'm going to throw it back to Deborah, let her give us some education around this. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Ron. You know what? I actually want to pick up on something you just said because it's going to tie right into a couple of details I want to share. I've always loved the synergy between us. So a lot of what I teach, and I do a lot of education in, you know, supporting business owners. There are many people that work in the space of branding, marketing, business growth, and leadership, and they tell you a lot of what to do. I like to educate my clients in why. Why are you going to do what you do? Because part of my brand is trailblazing, right? I like to innovate. But also part of my brand is that my clients know that I have their back. I really genuinely care about them. And I've shared this with you before that I'm on a personal mission to help businesses stay in business longer. That requires business owners to understand why you're doing what you're doing. You need to make better decisions. So there's a couple of things that you just talked about relevant to the depression, unemployment, and even the suicide rate. And I'm gonna tie this up quick, and then I'll pull it right into the branding. So I've been teaching about branding and marketing by utilizing lessons learned from the depression for many years. And so there's another perspective that we can look at, and the numbers are going to correlate from depression to what you've been talking about. So in the depression, the media reported that about 30% of people in the country were unemployed. What media did not focus on was that 70% of people were still employed. So that's a very important thing to understand, right? Another thing that came out of the depression when we study what happened back then is that some of the largest industries and companies came out of the depression because they learned how to innovate and take leadership, and they owned their brand. What they did was increase their marketing. So for, you know, friends and fans that are tuning in today, if you are running a company, this is the time to step up your marketing. Own your brand, show up more authentically more often. If you're leading a company, right, your clients and your next potential clients, they really want to see your inner game, your inner grit, leading the company, not hiding. And that's part of what I was starting to talk about before, right? We want to see and hear from you authentically. It's not
throw
just
one other number in there, Deborah, because I want to, because you hit this perfectly.
Right.
Our mortality rate from COVID-19 in the U.S. is about 2.5%.
Okay.
So that means 97.5%. We're not talking about them. They are not going to die from this. They're going to come through the other side.
You're correct. Now, there's one more thing that I want to bring to the table here, because this is legit. This is serious. And I actually, in owning my own brand, Ron, you and I've talked before. I've recovered from a severe traumatic brain injury that mimics PTSD. Turns out that I actually also had PTSD, even before my brain injury happened. So I've lived something I'm about ready to say. But in leading, right, when all the COVID stuff started, I literally was praying about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I was praying, God, what direction do I do? Marketing, branding, and it came back into leadership. And I have a mantra, lead yourself, lead others, then lead the leaders. Why this is relevant is that I stepped up my game, owned my integrity, owned my brand as a trailblazing leader of leaders. I need to up my game. I've increased my education. This is tying into everything you've been talking about. I took on and I increased my education. I surrounded myself with more, a different support system. Because here's the real reality that is coming, is that you are correct. More people right now, as we're in this changed dynamic, more people are unknowingly having trauma imprints because of all the external decisions that are being made. Many people are in a survival mode. And so when we get back in the near future, we get back to doing what will be our new normal, business owners are going to be dealing with what I call an unseen internal influencer, internal meaning inside of you and inside of your business. So for you to own your brand as a strong leader, I so agree with you, Ron. This is the time to increase your education and get support as a leader so you can navigate this uncharted territory. And the uncharted territory is when your employees come back to work, no matter whether they stay working at home or you go back into brick and mortar, eventually what's going to happen is there's already records showing that, or they're tracking that there's going to be an increase of more people will be and are living with trauma imprints of PTSD. This backtracks into your business. How do people show up and function at work? And so I'll just wrap this little thing up. I actually went through, this is me owning my brand. I went through a special training a few weeks ago. I am in the process of all the state documentation. I stepped up in my leadership to help lead other business owners and owning, you know, the brand of their business and avoid the trauma impacts from the human side. And I went through something called critical incident stress debriefing. So I'm going to actually be a certified first responder to come in and do trauma relief, because we need to get, my heart is to help shift business owners to clear the influencers. So now we can focus on how do we leverage all the strengths in your brand right now, or what do we need to do to shore it up? So I know that was kind of a sideline, but I want to share with you that two things, because you're sharing these numbers. Some of those suicides can be prevented. So business owners, you can actually lead your brand and own your brand by being proactive now to set things in place to nurture your clients, nurture your employees, and even nurture the strengths of your company through this crazy situation. So there you go. There's a lot more I can say, but that was a whole lot.
Yeah, I love that, because there is so much to it. And we really need to, as a society, and it's one of the things, and you know, I'm in the media, I do a broadcast every morning, and I do several other things throughout the day as well. And one of the things that is the most frustrating is the fact that there are so many people in the industry that are just looking for the negative of everything. And I know a lot of people that are sitting and watching the news all day, which they shouldn't be doing, but they're at home. And it exacerbates the problem. They don't. There's not enough stories. They're looking at the president fighting with the Speaker of the House and calling names to each other, as opposed to looking at the first responders that are going to work every day, the food that's still on our shelves. We look at, and I refer to Calizuela all the time, but Venezuela, they don't have the food on the shelves. They don't have the grocery workers. They don't have these people that are going there that we're still getting, even though it's not overnight like it was. Amazon is still delivering things that we probably don't need, but they're still delivering it, right? Our computers are all working. Our phones are working. There's a lot good in our country, even amidst all of this chaos that we need to really focus on.
I agree. And so, we could talk about this for a long time. So let me pull this back into the branding, because when it comes to branding and why I think the biggest opportunity that sits right here for everybody, and this is that pickup from the depression,
As soon as it we talk to... about opportunity, you know that we have to go to a break, right?
You got it. Do we have to do a break right now?
Yeah, we're going to talk about, Deborah's going to give us the opportunity in the dark days of COVID-19. We'll talk about that.
Got it. Okay.
We're back listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. And to give Deborah a little bit more time on that, producers, we are not going to do a Your Credit Matters segment today. We'll do that tomorrow. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today. We're not going to do the story today. I'm just going to remind you tomorrow, 3 p.m., FICO, up yours. That will be the subject of our presentation, Credit Score Education. Ron Siegel Radio in association with the Society of Financial Awareness, easy for me to say. Again, FICO, up yours, February 21st, tomorrow, 3 p.m., right here on these same stations. Come and visit us. So we're talking this morning with our leadership and branding expert, Deborah Sweet, is in the house. And I tend to cut her off every once in a while when it seems to be opportune. But Deborah's getting to the opportunity in these days that we're experiencing. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Deborah. Go ahead and tell us where the opportunity is.
You got it. The opportunity is that we have, there are really smart people in this world, right? And there are, I see this all the time. Opportunity number one is for those who are unemployed. You have an opportunity to step up and do something and make money for yourself by just starting a business. Our country was founded on entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is the backbone of our country. And for some of you, you've been wanting to do this, but you've been afraid or you're not sure what to do. And right now you have a choice, right? Either stay the way things are, unemployed, or you put that toe in the water and go take action and start a business for yourself, even if it's just a part-time business, which is a great thing to do. And why I encourage people to do this is that this is a time of innovation. We've already been seeing it. Like I come on social media, especially Facebook. I'm seeing ladies and guys coming up with really innovative fix-it solutions. And, you know, not going into a long tirade, and I'm just going to flip on something here. You know, when we look at how our country was formed, we used to all live and grow up very self-sufficient, very entrepreneurial. You know, I've been seeing these posts. I had a girlfriend post a photo of the cellar, grandma's cellar with all the canned goods, right? These skills and things that used to be part of our family life and living, we've kind of gotten away from. Well, people are rediscovering our roots in many respects and finding that they like doing different things. And that's where there's business opportunities. Like, just how many people jumped on the bandwagon to make masks, right? That's an opportunity. And so here's the thing I want to just share is, for those of you that get inspired and you want to start a business, make sure you get a little bit of coaching and learn along the way, because there are some traditional ways of thinking about doing business that could cause you to go out of business quick. My heart is that you stay in business for the long haul. And so, Ron, you know, one of the things I did actually earlier this year, I've launched a whole new program on branding. I have one just for women, one just for men. And the reason that it's different is because the languaging behind it, some of the strategies inside of branding for a woman-owned business versus a male-owned business, it's a little different. And why that's important is that there are a lot of common myths around branding. And so I want to make this available. There's a download. I wrote the top 10 myths that hold a brand back. And one of those myths is that I can't afford a brand strategy. So for those of you thinking of, you either have a business, you're starting a business, maybe you've got a logo, you're doing marketing and advertising, but things aren't still quite connecting. Let's go back to find out, are you living your brand? Are all the right pieces in place for you to own your brand position? So the myth is, I can't afford a brand strategist. The reality is without a brand strategy, you're going to be throwing money away. You're going to be missing opportunities. And it's important to invest into learning, how do you show up all the time, online, offline, in person, to live your brand? And what happens when you do this is you naturally will attract your dream clients. And Ron, this is really different. There's so many people that want to, like what I hear all the time is, I need to get more clients. I need to get more clients. There's this real push energy. Which, yes, getting clients is super important, but I see a lot of waste in traditional ways of advertising and marketing if the branding is not correct. And there's another thing that I think it's in one of my handbook about myths, is that anybody can be a branding expert. The reality is, branding expertise is part science, it's part creative intuition, it needs a solid strategy, and it needs a really strong background of visionary business skills to know how to identify what is your brand position, and then what does it mean for you as the leader in your business to own it? Because here's the thing, this is going to tie back into what will be our new norm. Business has already been suffering in many cases from I call it compartmentalization, right? This this is where you called it hypocrisy. We show up one way, we act another way. I call it a silo mentality. It's a broken culture in a business. It's going to be more important now than ever for the leaders of a company to be so tight on what their brand is today, where you're going as we move through this COVID issue, How are you going to lead your team? How are you going to lead your clients so it's unified, so that you can truly leverage what you might be innovating right now? You know, I've been hearing a lot of companies, how there's so much information talking about pivoting, right? And you and I've talked about pivoting. Pivoting is important, but pivoting, if you're going to pivot your company focusing on innovation, we want to make sure that it's done for the right reason, not just to go chase a dollar. And there's a lot that I just said in that one sentence alone.
Now, when you went through and talked about the idea there of this opportunity, mm-hmm. the one area that I'm not sure if I heard you say it or where you feel it fits in is desire. Am I really worried? Am I really willing to do what it takes, obviously legally and morally, to get to that goal?
I think desire is important. Passion and tenacity are even more important. Okay. Tenacity is that's that energy, especially as we get a little bit older, right? Tenacity is that consistent energy to make it happen. But I think desire is important. Yeah, I think that's a good one. You're right. I didn't actually state that, but that is true. You have to have that desire to own the brand, own the business, because this is not a sprint. Business is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you know, everybody enters into business for a different reason, but if you really want to do something in that space, owning, building, scaling a business, you should have a long-term vision, even while we're working on the short-term benchmarks. So, yep, desire is important in that.
Now, last time we spoke, and you and I didn't even chat about this going into our program this morning, you're working on putting together some online courses. How's that coming?
Fantastic. I've been a busy woman. Yes, yes. I actually have a suite of online programs. So I have standalone, one-off programs, meaning you can go online. And most of my training is done in a virtual online school, if you will. So you have access to Deborah on steroids on your own time, your own pace. I also offer one-to-one support. So I have different programs that are set up for different skills you may need to refine and learn. And then I have some major year-long type programs. I have a leadership program. Actually, I'm just launching a new program that I've been asked many times over about networking, training, getting some skills in effective word-of-mouth networking. I'm actually a certified trainer in this, but I'm bringing some new information to the table. So yeah, I have a lot of programs available.
If you want it, I just love that one. So I'm actually just putting that in there in our Deborah on steroids is going to be our motto from now on here. So we'll put that in our chat window.
You can do that. People have always said, Deborah, I wish I just had Deborah steroids. Okay, how about Deborah?
So yeah, I guess I should correct that, right?
maybe correct that one, yeah, because people have always said, man, I wish I could just record you. Well, I've done that for you. Yeah, I'm super excited. There's the platform that I'm teaching on for networking is how to be a leader when you're networking. And so I bring in a few different things, but networking is a really important skill. It's always been an important skill, but again, because of the current condition, it's more so now than ever. So I'm happy to share. You know, if people want to take a peek, I can give you my web link. It's I'll put it in under the show. I'll put it in there so that people can take a look and see what the programs are.
Great information as always. We'll have to get you back here a little sooner. It's been a while since you've been on, but I appreciate you coming and joining us.
Yes, I'd
love
it. Thank you.
And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or going to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.